So Auckland got to be the star of the election show over the weekend with literally billions promised for roads and trains and transport in various parts of the city. For Labor, the headline act was, of course, the light rail to the airport and a regional petrol tax to part pay for it.
Aucklanders, I'm sure, certainly recognise that we've got to do our bit to try and get the city moving. Central government, we're saying as a party, we will contribute significantly, but we also need support from the Auckland community to deliver these significant projects.
But that's small beer by comparison, just $250 million for more rail both in Auckland and Wellington.
This package includes the electrification of the line between Papakura and Pukekohe. The package also includes the construction of the third main line between Wiri and Restfield.
So does any of the swing votes? Transport analyst Matt Lowry is with us. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So who wins for you? By default, Labor, because it's bigger and spends more and does more?
Also because largely it's a policy that we've been advocating for quite some time. But I think what's really positive here is that both parties have shifted where they're proposing, and they're both proposing, you know, quite good projects.
Okay, so both of them score well in your book.
Yeah, that's right. So in my book, you know, Labor's going further than what National are, but they're both, you know, we're not having an ideological debate about roads versus rail or any of those things. We're both talking about the same thing, but just different scales of it.
Is it too complex for people to truly comprehend or be interested enough in to swing their vote, or do you think it's a vote swinger?
Well, it'd be interesting to see. Previously, transport has never been a big part of elections. It's always been a policy that's around, of course, but it's always the economy and health and education, those sorts of things that swing it, which is interesting because transport's actually something that can positively impact all of those areas. And so, who knows? Perhaps this election will be different. I certainly hope so.
Of course, everyone outside of Auckland is bored witless by it, presumably.
Quite possibly. But we have to remember that we need Auckland to do well, to get the country working well as well.
Which brings us to the regional petrol tax. If you subscribe to that argument, and I do as it turns out, why isn't the whole country paying for whatever needs to be done as opposed to a regional petrol tax?
Well, I think we do it to a large degree. So this is talking about this a little bit on top. And I think one of the interesting parts about the regional fuel tax is that, you know, it's that in this case, it's the council taking the political heat to do so, not the government. So it's sort of surprising why they're almost opposed to it in a way, because, you know, the council is the one that has to, you know, share that with the voters.
Having said that, Phil Goff, I noted yesterday, said he wasn't 100% sure all of this could be done. Is there a risk that, you know, in an election campaign, we announce everything and 10 years down the track, very little of it's actually been finished?
The big challenge with a lot of these projects is the consenting. Now, some of the light rail stuff, particularly down Dominion Road, is probably able to be consented quite quickly because it doesn't require property purchases in the middle of the road. But other things can take some time. And, you know, we see, you know, projects like Waterview and projects like the City Rail, and they can take years and years of consenting. So some of these projects will take a long time, which is why we need to get onto them right now. We need to get moving on them.
Matt, appreciate your time very much. Matt Lowry, who's a transport analyst with us this morning. I can never understand, says the text, of the political rationale of making road users pay for rail projects. I want roads for my money. I think a lot of people would agree with you, Bruce.